Philly, we survived the World Cup. We made it through the fourth with a few weather glitches, but the show went on. We've even moved Joe Frazier to his rightful place at the Art Museum. And tonight, we can enjoy yet another Philly legend under the stars. About love, we're talking about Patti LaBelle. Is there another Philadelphia celebrity with this kind of longevity, or who is so universally beloved? I don't think so. And she still lives in the area. Tonight, you can see her at the Dell Music Center, or as the old heads say, the Dell East. Patti will perform with another brilliant homegrown talent, Avery Sunshine, the pride of Chester. The show starts at 7. The biannual Variety Pack Comedy Festival brings laughter to the Louis Bluebird Theater at the Drake. There are 15 different shows starting tonight. You can choose everything from sketch comedy, a comic seance, a game show, or an improv performance for kids. The festival goes from tonight through Monday, and we'll have all the details on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. Now in its 27th year, the Blob Fest returns with new programming. You already know about the Runout, which became so popular, they have to do it twice. This year's Cirque de Blob Fest theme adds a carnival-like atmosphere in the inaugural Dinner on Blob. It's a takeoff on Dinner on Blanc, but with red as the required color. Blob Fest takes place in and around the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville, going from Friday through Sunday. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
They have a new expression along old Harlem way that tells you if a party is 10 times more than gay.
People's Light will be swinging this summer as Ain't Misbehavin' moves into the theater for a 6-week run. The Tony Award-winning musical inspired by Fats Waller debuted on Broadway in 1978. Now you can see what made it such a runaway success. Ain't Misbehavin' is at People's Light through August 16th. Back in Fats Waller's day, the car was a relatively new invention. But even then, the powers that be figured a crossing between Jersey and Philly was a good idea. In 1926, the Delaware River Bridge opened, and it's been busy ever since. You probably know it better by the name it was given years later, the Ben Franklin Bridge. Its 100th birthday is being celebrated with a big party on Saturday, which the bridge will shut down for, so if you were planning to travel over it, make some other plans. It goes from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. and it's free with registration. While you may not immediately think of it as a wellness space, cemeteries are peaceful. On Saturday, Laurel Hill Cemetery West hosts morning meditations, a combination of movement, meditation, and journaling. The ticketed event encourages attendees to take time to slow down in the midst of our chaotic world. The hour-long meditation starts at 10:30. It's that time again, and if you're a Dave Matthews fan, you're already getting your fit together for their annual stop at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. But if you've never experienced the band live and you want to know what the fuss is all about, you can check them out on Friday and Saturday night. Both shows are at 7:30.
You've got your bow, you got your chain tied to me, tight, tie me up again.
Nothing, and I do mean nothing, tastes better in the summertime than an ice-cold glass of lemonade. It's even better when it's poured by former One Direction singer Louis Tomlinson. He'll perform that song and more during his tour stop at The Man on Saturday night. It's in support of his latest release, How Did I Get Here? Well, by tour bus, is what we figure. The show starts at 7.
Hello, it's me.
Rundgren might be wondering about how he got here after decades as a stalwart of the music scene, especially because his biggest hit is about a man in the midst of an affair. Ah, well, it was the 70s. Todd Rundgren moved on to some other big songs, but this one endures. He's at the Keswick on Saturday and Sunday at 8 p.m. We're at the end of our time, but we can't let you go without letting you know that Maniunk Stroll After Hours kicks off tonight. It's every Thursday through the end of the month on Main Street. Think weekly block party with food, trucks, music, and vendors. Eat and drink up, as you only can on the weekend. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more options for the days that fall between Thursday and Sunday. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.